What about the side effects or downsides of Herceptin in this situation?
We can talk about the side effects in a couple of different ways. One is it's an IV infusion, and it's typically given for a year. So it goes on and extends the total duration that patients are getting treated for their breast cancer quite substantially. Now, Herceptin by itself doesn't have all the chemotherapy side effects. So hair's grown back, doesn't affect the blood counts, there's no trouble with nausea. So other than the annoyance, if you will, of coming in for the infusion, women are feeling quite well when they're just getting the Herceptin. We also now know that Herceptin can be given every 3 weeks, and I think many of us, when women are at that point where they're just getting Herceptin, have switched to the every 3-week schedule, which makes this much less onerous commitment for patients. The side effect we worry about is the potential impact on the heart. And Herceptin by itself has very little impact on the heart. But Herceptin given after Adriamycin or Epirubicin is a little more likely to cause heart problems or weakening of the heart muscle. Now, overall, that occurred in about 3 to 4% of patients who had gotten Adriamycin or Epirubicin and then got Herceptin. I wouldn't say it's a huge problem, but it's one that's potentially serious. So that's one that patients need to know about, and oncologists need to follow the heart function of patients while they're getting Herceptin to make certain that they're not seeing any impact.
Are there any chemotherapy agents that can be combined with Herceptin without using anthracycline or Adriamycin where they wouldn't get the potential for cardiac damage?
There definitely are, because the cardiac damage is really only with Adriamycin and Epirubicin. So one of the other U.S.-led trials looked at, again, three arms, no Herceptin, a group that got AC, the Adriamycin and Cytoxan, followed by docetaxel or Taxotere with Herceptin, and a group that didn't get Adriamycin. They got Taxotere with a different chemotherapy medicine, carboplatin and Herceptin. We know that both of the groups that got Herceptin did much better than the third arm of the study that didn't get Herceptin. But similar to the other three-arm study that looked at giving Herceptin with chemotherapy or entirely sequentially, it's going to take longer follow-up to really get a good comparison of those two Herceptin-containing regimens.